Okay, we are picking up today, Mir Tashem, like we said, the studio of the Chavez Milei Yamayim, Shnafli Yamagadol, which Mir Tashem, like we said before, we're going to bring out a lot of Yisodos of Tzvila, Hilchos Mikvos, a lot of very, very important things. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of the things, even though it might not have sounded like this so much when you started learning the studio, but a lot of what we're going to be learning today is extremely, extremely Nogei Halacha L'Maisa and Hilchos Mikvos as well. So let's begin. The Gemaras over here, read like this. I'm going to read something more quickly along with the Rashi, just so we can get oriented. And there's a number of Yukim that we have to make as well. We'll get the list of questions, and then we're going to start to be Matarit and Masbi, or the Shita of Rashi, which is a more difficult opinion over here. The Gemara says, "Omer of Yehuda Marav Chavez Mele Yamayim Shenafla Liyam Hagadol." The Gemara's gears is the same as Rashi's gears. So the Chavis is Malei Yamayim. It falls into the Yam Hagadol. A Tovel Shom Lo Osa Lo Tfila. The person who goes to the mikveh there is Lo Osa Lo Tfila. Simply stated, what does that mean, Lo Osa Lo Tfila? A very important idea coming up over here. Still tell me the Tfila did not work. Okay, Tfila did not work. Now, and why doesn't the Tfila work? Because Yechashina L'Shlosh Lugim Shelo Yihyu B'makam Echad. We're concerned, and we're worried that maybe there would have been three lugs of the Mayim Shuvim still stagnant in that one place over there, as the Gemara points out in the next line over here. Since we're not dealing with a flowing river, we're choshesh, maybe all the water is still in place, and you just jumped into the Mayim Shuvim. Rashi explains right on the spot, lo osa lo tefila, shema kol mayim shahoyu v'chavis omdim yachad, perhaps or maybe all of the water that was in the chavis is still standing together, v'shema bazer rosha v'ruba mayim shuvim, and maybe this guy ended up having Rosho, Virubo, his head, and the majority of his body in that Mayim Sheuvim. The Ze'echa Min HaPoslim Esa Truma. This is one of the things that has the ability to pasul Truma. Now, there's a very important diak over here in Rashi. You know, so the Ritva already begins to discuss this idea a little bit more at length, but we're going to be Mayrich when the appropriate time is that Rashi over here is very clear, although you when you're reading it the first time, if you're not familiar with all the terminology, so you might end up missing this. But Rashi is very clear over here that his understanding is the pashtus, that we're not coming along and saying that his tefillah is absolutely puzzled, that he went to a non-kosher mikvah, etc. Right? That doesn't seem to Rashi saying. Rashi points out, ze echad min ha-devarim ha-poslim es ha-truma, that if you go rosho v'ruba b'mayim sheuvim, we know that the Gezeira Midr Abana, the Gemara points out in the first parak of Masech Shabbos, give you a little bit of the background just to make sure we know what's happening over here. That the Gemara there point out that Chazal made a series of 18 different Gezeiros. There's a phrase throughout Shabbos, you'll see quoted in many, many places, the Yudches Dover, it's called in the first parak of Masech Shabbos. Not all of them are related to Mikvahs and Truma at all, but what do you call it? But there are 18 famous Gezeiros that were made that the Gemara discusses. There's a certain background in terms of the Tumah V'Tahara Gezeiros that are listed over there, that back in the day when people used to be Tovel in these ancient mikvahs, so if you ever saw one of those ancient mikvahs, there were basically these holes in the ground over there, right, that would be filled up with rainwater, and they were relatively dirty. So what people used to do was, after they were done with the mikvah, they would go to a bathhouse, which was built a little bit more sanitary for that day and age, right? I don't know, probably grossed out by going to one of these bathhouse things, but they used to go to bathhouses built above ground, and they were quote-unquote nicer and all of that. Now, since you don't have any halachic considerations about mayim she'uvim and a bathtub, the batei merchas were, were heated, or they were cleaned out, etc. And the Chazal were afraid that people were going to start to associate the bathhouse and the mikvah with each other, and eventually might end up actually even thinking that part of the mikvah process is the bathhouse going to the bath, and even worse than that, eventually might actually start thinking that the bath is just as good, it's all the same thing, or skip that part, just do this part, and like that. So Chazal made a number of gezeiros relating to mayim shuvim, trying to show people that, no, the mayim shuvim in the bath, right, not only does it not make you tar, but more than that, a tar person who goes to one of those things, when there's nothing wrong with doing this, but you should be aware, a tar person who's going into the bath is going to become pusil from eating truma. Not tame, he's allowed to go to the Beit HaMikdash, she's allowed to whatever it is, but he cannot consume, cannot eat truma. They extended that gezeira a little bit more and said, Not even if you take a bath, which has a similar action to like going into a mikveh, you're submerging in a bathtub, even more than that, rosho verubo b'mayim shuvim. A friend of yours takes a thing of water, pours it over your head, and the random, wherever it is, if your body, the majority of your body, your head, comes in contact with the mayim shuvim, you're also going to become nifstal from eating truma. So what Rashi says over here is nothing more, l'chor is nothing more than, if you were to go to the mikveh in that spot, if you told them in that area where the barrel of water fell into, where a choshesh, that since that's mayim shuvim, that you basically just passed yourself from being able to eat truma since you were bought rosho verubo b'mayim shuvim. Right? That's what Rashi says over here, and we're going to develop the sheet of Rashi a lot more as we see some of the questions and get to the yesodos. Yeah, we'll start simple questions on the thing. Yeah.
So this gezeira is only when you're coming already? Or only after you go to the mikvah, or is it
anytime? Anytime. Joe Tahar happens to have Mayim Shuvim thrown on his head, he becomes Nifsal Me'achilas Truma.
So basically, they can't take showers or baths.
You can take showers or baths, but you are Nifsal Me'achilas Truma. You'd have to go to the mikvah after. Yeah? It's not worth it, right? Skip the shower. What was that? Because I explain why. Because people were making mistakes and not realizing what it was that was being material. Until the Kain Jinn, they didn't take showers. All right. If they weren't wearing Kain underwear, they were not showering either. Right. The Gemara, as you know, later on, I'm not going to read the Gemaras over here, but just let's remind ourselves with the next Bryce over here brings a similar idea, but the Gears and the Bryce speaks about the Chavis Milei Yayin, and the same principle that we assume that the Yayin all stands in the same spot, and there basically you have a guy who's not even going to mikvah water in the slightest, but he's being tovel in wine, and that would be problematic. He's going to pass all be metame the wine rather, and eventually that wine would have the ability to be metame other things that would fall into them. Also, that was the end of the Gemara. Our focus though is going to be more on the kashyas that the Rishonim are asking in Rashi, and eventually the Hesber in the sheet of Rashi as well. Tosfos starts off like this. Let's read through the Tosfos quickly. Perish because even kach girsa sakundris. The girsa in Rashi again is that we're dealing with chavis mileya mayim in particular. The ka'amar lo also lo tefila mishum mayim shuvim. The Tosfos is bothered it can't be. Simple kasha. Velo nira. Why not? The shavi lu hashaka kimuchubarim letarim mituma. From the fact that hashaka can make, and I'll explain that term in a second, that hashaka can make even tamei water tahor hu adim leinyan tefila nami. The same thing is going to be true that hashaka has the ability to make mayim shuvim into tovelable water, and you should be able to be tovel in that water once there was the hashaka. Hashaka, of course, again one more time, basically means when the water, no matter what kind of soul the water has, comes in contact, kissing, literally, surface contact with the kosher water of a mix of the sea, the ocean, whatever it's going to be, that invalid water automatically becomes kosher. As Tosfos points out, they can do the trick for making tamei water into tar water. Tosfos assumes, as do all the other Rishonim, that it's going to be makshir, that water, le'inyan tvila as well. It's no longer considered mayim shuvim. And he brings a raya from that from a Gemara in Masech the Beitza, the aminim the Beitza, matabilin kli agabe. The Gemara points out you can be tovel a tamei kli with a tamei water inside to be metayer the entire thing. Now Tosfos points out, what does that mean? Heichi salka le tvila lego mana. How does the tvila work for the inside of that kli? Hamayim shibesoko shuvim velo mi arve. The water that was in that kli, by definition, because it's the water in a kli, is mayim shuvim. It's not being mixed in totally with the water that's there in the mikvah. So what is makshir? What is matayr? The water inside the kli, if it hasn't come out and wasn't replaced with kosher mikvah water. The pshat is very simple, Tosfos says, and very obvious. Ubashaka ba'alma tariflu. It's just hashaka that mixes them together. That's it. So what do I see from there? As long as there's a contact, they have a whole big mikvah over here, and there's water from the mikvah that just touches a little bit of water that was there in the clay, poof, everything is tar, and the tefillah is going to work. And therefore I don't understand what Rashi's issue is over here. According to the way Rashi reads the Gemara, what should happen when you jump in that area, even if all the mayim shuvim is still standing in place, Right where you jumped in, you should still end up being a tahar. So what's the pshat in the Rashi? And Tosafos says, and that's why I think the whole girsah here is totally different. The barrel is filled with wine, and wine, of course, is not water. And whether or not we know it or not, but the rule is that hashaka only works between kosher mikvah water and water. Hashaka doesn't work between mikvah water and any other liquid. It doesn't take wine, which is not water, and make a kosher to be tovel, and that it can't do. But lakach lo osa lo tvila, and therefore, when we say lo osa lo tvila, what Tosafos is saying, that means literally, the tamei guy remains as tamei as he was before, the mei hayam, because the sea waters are kavu, v'kaimi, are stagnant and still, shema adayin hutsava v'omi bimkomo, v'ein nikar ha'isar. Maybe, excuse me, has the back change the gizve ain't no nicker, maybe the water is still standing piled up in its spot, unnoticeable, tovel beyine, and in fact you're really being tovel in the wine. As Tosafos points out, obviously speaking about white wine, because you don't notice if it's there or not, where choshes you're being tovel in the wine, not in the water, and your tefillah is absolutely 100% no good. So although Tosafos is pshat over here, makes absolute perfect sense, okay, if there's a chashash, that the wine stands in place, you weren't tovel in water, of course you're going to be tameh. But Tosafos certainly though is asking strong kasha, a strong kasha on the Rashi, which Lechora totally rejects the shita of Rashi. So Rashi is going to be very difficult to understand, which is of course our job over here this morning. Now the Ritva, I'll take questions in 1 minute. Let's just get the kashas out, and then we'll take all your questions. The Ritva has a series of other problems that are here, including some of his own pshatim in the basics of the Gemara. Atva brings like this. I started just with the questions. We're not going to get so much into the end part of the Ritva for right now. Meaning, the water was poured into the sea. You're not being tovel in the barrel. And that's why we use the expression that the barrel fell into the sea. Meaning to say, you're told in the water, not the barrel. And that's only choshes for 3 lugs, not for an entire barrel. Fine, okay, very good. We understand the point is that the water is pouring out of the barrel into the sea. There's a number of diyukim that we have to make over here. Because a filu garcin and chavis malaya mayim. Shamayim ashuvim postlim below shinu imara. We know mayim shuvim will be puzzle even if they're white or clear, whatever the color of water is, and it's not changing the color of the water. That's true. But mikomakum lama yifstulu kan klum. But over here, why should they puzzle anything? Hare kol hayamim kemikveh. The rule is any sea, any ocean has the status of a mikvah. It's actually machlokis in Mishnayis and Mesechis Mikvah. So that's what we paskin. Kiddich Tiv, like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Ola mikveh hamayim koro yamim. Hashem called the mikveh mayim, the bodies of the oceans of the world, by the term yamim. But as the Mishnah points out in Mikvah, since we use the expression mikveh mayim, it's called a yam, we assume a yam is called a mikvah, and it's kosher the tefillah as well. The halacha revachasi kamosha marna le'il. And there's a famous halacha that I wrote about earlier. We skipped a chunk of the Gemara, if you notice. The kol shehu mikveh shalim v'kosher. There's a halacha. Anytime you have a kosher complete mikvah, shuv eino nifstal b'she'iva klal, is not able to become invalidated through mayim shuv. You can pour all the water you want into the kosher mikvah, and it's going to remain kosher. And kosher kain b'yam hagadol. So therefore, as it was bothered by the question, is clear. Tosafos kasha, the water is kosher. There should be no problem. Even according to the other girsa, Havadai mistama ain kan shinu imara beyom. Gedeshe pasul b'shinu imara. Like Tosus even points out, there's no issue of shinu imara, that the color of the water is being changed. Otherwise, there'd be nothing to talk about. It's not even a chashash. You know that the thing is pasul. So mehai time menami kashalon. That's why I'm also bothered by the continuation of the Gemara. Kikar shanafal sham lama tame. Why? The head yitnam mitzeches mikvos ma'inim meitamtios. The Mishnah has a line there. At the very, very beginning, one of the first Mishnahs in Masechet Mikvot, the Mishnah gives a list of different gradations of kinds of mikvot, ranging from little puddles on the ground up into the oceans, etc. And the Gemara has a line, L'mayla mehen, above that level is a mikvah. Imnaf l'bomayim t'meyim, if tamei water fell into a mikvah, v'nafal shom kikar shal truma, and then a kikar, a loaf of truma, fell in, tahor. The truma is still going to be tar. Why? Whatever fell in basically is kasher, is right nitar by the mikvah water. It can't pass on anything else. The chain bedin, and that should be logically the halacha as well. The mayim tameim are nitarim b'hashaka b'mikvah or b'yam or b'nar, like we've already explained. The afilu b'toch kli and kol shekein kishenaflu b'mei mikvah afilu hein merubin me'od. And this says the ritva as follows. We'll start off with a couple more of the lines. And then we're going to stop it and talk. I really would like to plow through this entire piece today if we can. V'nira, and it seems to me like this. Ki lekach pirish Rashi zam. That's why Rashi explained. Rashi must have been bothered by this. Yeah. Hashaka. Now we're going to start now to be introducing some new terminology here. Again, new concept. Well, Rashi thinks, Tosus and the Ritva are right. If the water is falling into the sea, there is Hashaka. It's no longer, shouldn't be considered Mayim Shuvim anymore. And therefore Rashi says that what we're concerned is a new thing, the Ritva says. After your Tovil. What does it mean, after your Tovil? What happened? Quick case. Just describe to me the story here. Quick, talk. No hands, just talk.
After your Tovil, you went into that water. You went into the
after, I saw the water that I told him, you still might touch the water that.
Guy dives into the sea, right? He's gone to the mikvah. On his way up, what might happen? He passes through the area, whatever that zone was that we'll call it the Mayim Shuva might have been in. La'achir shetavah. It might have been Nichnas Rosh of Ruba Ba'os and Shlosh Elugin. The Kaimalon, we hold, Shatovel, if a guy is Tovel, Uba Rosh of Ruba Vayim Shuvim, he's Nifso Melecho Betruma. And that's what we're worried about. But says the Ritva, okay, it's very nice. So the guy dives in, he really should be tore on the way out, he bumps into the Mayim Shuvim. But is that really what the Gemara says, right? There's a textual issue with that. Ein Perusho Nachum, that doesn't seem correct. Chada, first of all, Im Kein Lo'oyu Lo'loma De Lo'oso Lo'tvila. The lashon of the Gemara. What is the Gemara's expression? He wasn't Tovil. But that's not true. Hoyul alam, what it should have said is, Postel betruma bilachot. All it should have said was that the guy who was Tahar, who Tvila did work for, but what's his new status? A Tahar Gayu, who will pass a truma, right? Okay, fine, to say that. But lashon lo also lo Tvila is mashma, the language of the Gemara implies, She'ain tfila zu klum afilu l'tayar gavra v'lo isha l'bayla. It sounds like the guy is not tar, or if you had a nida woman who went to the mikvah, she'd still be usher to her husband. It doesn't sound like what Rashi is explaining. V'odin, second of all, imkein ma'i yahayid yamin l'kamon. Why would the Gemara say, uke gavra achiz kasek? The Gemara has a line where it says we're going to establish and keep the person with his chezkas tumah. If we don't know if he went into the mayim shuvim misafek, what do? He's been tameh. We assume he's tameh. But no, it's not true. Adarabba does the opposite. Kevan devadai nitzar me tumaso. Since according to the way Rashi is explaining that he vadai became tar, he went to the mikvah first. It's only on the way out he's afraid he bumps into the shuvim. So me. One second. The misafek shenichnas achas tefila rosh ruvayim shuvim at the postel tefilaso letruma. You're saying because of a safek, maybe he went into the mayim shuvim. You got to pass to him? No. After the lenu misafek, Don't passel him at Meitz Safek. Haba Rosho Verubo is Vadai Pasel L'Chumah B'Yurches Dovah. It's only a Vadai that they passel. Below Safek Ba, not if you were Safek it came into contact with that water. Afilu Safek Hamatsui Eina Motimi De Vadai. Even if it's a probable Safek, it's very possible that the guy might have gone into that water. It doesn't matter. Sveikah the Rabbananu, it's only the Rabbanan. So why am I so machmir about that? The guy went to the ocean, he was tovil, he should be fine. Va'odin furthermore, so, bottom line is, Kevin Shemayim Atzimeyim Vashuvim Shenofu Mikvah Nechshorim Shom Midin Zeriyah. Since the Ritva says, the water that is in that ocean, Mayim Shuvim or Timayim, it doesn't matter, they become sewn together with the mikvah water, kidisra perakosha, ain kan mayim shu'uvim below timayim klal. I don't even understand the application of this chashash. Even if he went up straight through that zone, what should have been the rule, Nachum? Because the same hashaka that we were speaking about before has the ability to be metayer and be machshir that water. Right? So even if he went mamish in that spot where all that water was, is that called being bar rosh of aruba b'mayim she'uvim? No, it should be kosher already. Shekfarn is batul usham, bein she'ing mayim, bein she'ing yayin, kevin delekes shinu imara, since it's not changing the color of the water anyway, it should all be okay. So Rashi goes on, excuse me, the Ritva goes on, very, very quickly stay outside because we're not really going to have that much time. Pshat of the Ritva in the Gemara was what? Just for a third pshat, just to get the shlemus in the sugya. Actual pshat is what? But why is there no issue of Hashaka? Why doesn't that change the water? It changes the status of the water. He quotes from the Moshe Darshan. Remember, he quotes a new pshat over here. The sea is made out of
Thick water.
Salt water, as we call it in English. Right? Okay, sea water, salt water. The water in the barrel is what we call fresh water. Sweet water. You call sea water? Is that an expression? Yeah, we call it in English, it's called fresh water. And says the Ramosha Darshan, a chiddush. Not everyone has to agree to this. But what's this chiddush over here? That if you have two different kinds of water like that. Now there's no real mixture, there's no real, the halachos of Hashaka not going to apply. So you have that, you have that problem of the guy going into water that actually wasn't really mikvah water. In which case, it's Tfilei Nechanami, it's not going to work. He didn't go to a kosher mikvah, there's no Hashaka, he jumped straight into that thing, and the guy has not gone to the mikvah. Okay, so we have three pshatim in the Gemara. Okay, let's just get it straight. According to the Moshe Darshan, the last thing discussed over here in the Ritva, lo ol solo tefila means literal. The guy is still tummy 100%. The reason why he's tummy, aside chiddush and the halachas of hashaka, there's no mixture between salt water and the fresh water. He didn't go to the mikvah. According to Tosfos, why is the tefillah totally 100% possible?
Yain.
Jumping into wine and a mikvah, no good. Nothing to talk about. The problem, of course, is Rashi's shita over here, where Rashi is describing that it is regular fresh water, or there's hashaka, whatever you want to call it. Right? Rashi apparently argued that the Moshe Darshan, there is a din of Hashaka between the salt water and the fresh water. The problems with the Rashi are, though, I don't understand. There should be a din of Hashaka over here. Why? And again, knowing that Rashi is saying that the issue is not that the Tevila doesn't count. The issue is that he became Pasul L'Truma. But again, why is he becoming Pasul L'Truma? That the water L'Maisa should not be Mayim Shuvim anymore because of that halacha of the Hashaka. Finally, we'll get up to your question, then we'll move on. Yeah. The subject.
How do you even know
the chavis fell and he jumped in right afterward. And we saw the story. We're coming and saying, "Whoa, wait a second, guy! There was just a barrel of water fell in there. So you can't be tar now."
Is the Gemara saying that that's only that exact Malcolm? If he would dump on one side and then walk around,
it's fine.
It's only if he
jumps
right. Why can't the Rishon say that? Pasha Pshat, that you jump right into the, they don't mix, no shot. It's not like you have to say that
According to the Ritva of the Rosh Hashanah, that's exactly what happened. He was only saying that to explain Rashi.
Oh.
In other words, he was trying to say for Rashi, it must be that he's jumping in, it's on the he's Ba Rosh Avarubo on the way out. But remember, he was. Because the mikvah, it's the guy was Tovel, right? What am I concerned about? That maybe he bumped into Mayim Shuvim after his tefillah. And that passes him from Truman. Now, the Ritva points out that he still doesn't answer the Ashoka from. The Ritva points it out, like, right? So that's going to be a focus in the next couple of minutes.
So,
yeah?
So, according to Rashi, he said that it was definitely a good tefillah, but then when he comes up,
That's basically what he's asking. In other words, you can't tell me as a chesgas tumah if the guy just went to the mikvah. That's basically the question. Well, because then he's adding out something else. He's saying like this: that the mitzad, the guy's chazaka, he doesn't have a chesgas tumah anymore, right? That's number one. And what he goes on and says is that, and there's an even bigger issue of it. If you tell me the guy's tar, right, then the whole chumrah about the barosh of ruba right by Mayim Shuvim is totally out of place. You can't have a guy with a cheskas tara, like you're saying, and then have a suffix, did he go into that water, and become puzzled because of that. That totally doesn't work. A suffix to a button like that, we're not going to be bothered with it, just not concerned. And that would have been true even if he didn't even have a real cheskas tara. In other words, if your whole issue is he a suffix Dirabanan Tame, we're going to say, you're not. Mostly moving right along with you. We got a lot to push. We're going to start off with a Meiri. The Meiri is going to give us a Yesod that we're going to have to develop, and it's not going to be so puzzle, it's not going to be so push it rather either. But it's going to be a very important starting point to understanding these Sugya over here a little bit better. Guys, get into this Meiri already? You know, just tell me when we're. You started? Anyone else? Start. Okay, well, quickly. Yeah. The misprint of the chavis mila yamayim shenishpachu liyam a gadol tova sham and b'makom shenishpachu amayim mit l'sham lo also lo tefila shem yesh sham shlosh es lugim b'makom echad ve'ein garsim v'kanchi e efshar. The gear says Rashi points is that also we're not saying it's impossible that the water didn't spread out shem kein eich omer l'matu uke truma achazaka. If it was a vada that the water was all there, then it wouldn't be an issue of achazaka chezkas tara. We would know that the truma was definitely puzzle. Alakachi Yagir said that it's efshar sheyeh shlosha lugim amakam echam. V'shema tomar, which you might ask me, says the Meiri, hare yama godo mikvah shalim hu. It's a mikvah. U'kvar bi'arnu she'ena shiva poselas mikvah shalim. We know that the mayim shuvim won't pass all that. Perish b'zu shalom no man lochosh b'tfila zu l'nida u'v'shar t'meos. So we're not going to be choshesh. Excuse me, Pirushu Bezu, they explain this. I read it a little bit more. The explanation is like this. You're going to tell me that Mayim Sheuvim is not really going to pass. So you're right. We're not saying that when we're Choshesh, that you're Choshesh, that a Nida is Asur to us, and she's not. We're not saying that other Tomei people are still Tomei. They're not. All we're saying is, like Rashi wrote pretty clearly, except Rashi wasn't elaborated on, the guy is tame vis-a-vis truma. He can't eat truma. Mitam, masha gozu basha ba rosho vu mayim shuvim, osha nafla rosho vu ravrubo shloshas luga mayim shuvim, afil ayatar, ye nechshav sheni l'tuma. That person is considered having a status of a sheni l'truma. That's what we call before, he can be posel truma. Ukva yadata, be tiva shel tumah zu. You already know about the nature of this tumah. Shaitim emnesha hayu tameim tovim b'maro shamayim ra'im. People used to go, as we described before, in the mikveh caves with bad water, meaning all dirty, disgusting, murky water. Hayu rochs demacharkach b'mayim shuuvim l'nekiyus. They used to try to clean themselves off. Ad shahayu akol choshvim shashiva ikar atayir. And people used to think that the drawn water, the pasul water, is really the ikar, the lo mayim mikveh. Aval inim shar tameos vade also lo tvila v'chein adin imnof. Excuse me, v'chein adin. And so too, if that was to fall into the mikveh, etc. Now, and the Eerie taught us as follows over here. And if you read through the, actually, that's not true. Hold on one second. Hold on 1 second. I made a mistake. Okay, I made a little mistake over here. Actually, I did not put the next line or two of the Meiri on, which is what I wanted you to see. So I'll explain to you the rest of the Meiri outlet. So no one got up to the side of the sword to get up to the Meiri. The Meiri says like this. Meiri continues now and is bothered a little bit by your question. Okay, and if you say something that's not posh at all, right? So listen to the problem and the sheet of the Meiri. Meiri says like this. Okay, but now I have a problem. Mamaisa, I just pointed out, right, that there's a concept of hashaka, right? The mikveh is still kosher, you're putting the mayim shuvim in, there should be hashaka like the Rishonim has. So what's the deal? So the Meiri says as follows, a very interesting chiddush. The Meiri is mechadesh, that even though, despite the fact that the mikveh is ksheira, legabe yatvila, you can be tovel in that mikveh without a problem, okay? But the water that was originally Mayim Sheuvim, it's still subject to the Gezeira that if you come in contact with that water, you're going to be possible from eating Truma. That's what the Meiri said. It's kosher mikvah water, you can be tovel in that water itself, and you're no longer tummy. But nevertheless, if you come into that water, then already the person is still going to have that status of the Gezeira that the person is nifstal me'achilas Truma. So what the Ritva wants to explain, to answer up some of the problems on the students, the Meiri wants to say, to answer up some of the problems on the Rashi, is that, that's 100% true. The person went to the mikvah, that's why the Gemara is, the person went to the mikvah, the only issue though over here is, he was Rosho Vrubo B'mayim Shuvim, either was Ashaka. Ashaka doesn't help for this. The Chiddush, Ashaka doesn't help, it's still called Mayim Shuvim. Now, first of all, that idea of the Meiri in and of itself, okay, which I apologize for not having you read it inside, that idea of the Meiri in and of itself is obviously a chiddush, right? One, the obvious problem with that idea is what's the point of that? If it's mayim kshirim in regards to all the other halachas of a mikvah, why would there be a status of mayim shuvim regarding this gezeira? It's hard to understand. More than that, the truth of the matter is what the Meiri said didn't really answer all the other questions that the Rishonim had on Rashi, right? For example, we had a kasha, there was a linguistic kasha. What was the linguistic kasha? The Gemara's lashon is what? Lo lo tefila. And according to this, that's you were also lo tefila, right? Second of all, you had the question about the chazaka. Why is the Gemara saying later on that there's a chezkas tuma over here? What do you mean a chezkas tuma? You just told me the guy went to a totally kosher mikvah. What's the problem? What?
He
uses the lashon. But that's a gzeira that was put on. That's not his chazaka. He was tovel. You can't say he has a chezkas tuma. He doesn't have a chezkas tuma. Whatever tuma he had before, and he's gone. Totally gone.
A new chezkas
tuma. That's what we're talking about. So the whole point of the Gemara is that we don't know what happened to him. So we say, well, you've been tummy, so you stay tummy. Okay. So let's try to explain Rashi. Now, we're going to try to explain the sheet of Rashi via a number of chidushim and hezberim, like we said before, within halachos of tefillah and mikvahs, like that, a lot of very, very nice ideas that come out of here. First and foremost, we have the following kasha, okay, the kasha, following question that comes up, and again, this is a pure halachos mikvahs question right now. All the Rishonim are discussing an idea, but we're going to have to build with a couple of yesodos over here so we get to an explanation of Rashi. All of the Rishonim have been teaching us this idea of hashaka. Right? When it's hashaka, everything becomes kosher. So one has to ask the question, as we're about to see, the Divan HaMachlok, there's certainly a machlokus in the Rishonim about this point. What exactly the nature of hashaka is? Why is it? What's the dynamic? I shouldn't say why, but how does hashaka cause the water to become kosher again? And there's two basic ways to explain what the mechanism over here is, that the work actually is. One phrase that's thrown out by some of the Rishonim, again, we're going to see all these things inside in just a minute, but this is not a thought issue. You're probably not going to figure these things out on your own, so that's why I'm just going to rush quickly through the two ways of explaining what a hashaka is. One way of explaining the hashaka is that the klal is that whatever mechubar to a kosher mikvah, something that's attached to a kosher mikvah, has the status of a kosher mikvah. If you're attached, you're mechubar, that's it. It's the same thing, right? So if there's an attachment between this previously non-kosher water and that kosher water, everything is fine, you're attached to the mikvah, you're good. The other way of explaining this is probably, I shouldn't say more simple at all, but it might be easier for you to get at least. The other way of explaining the concept of Ashaka would be what? Some form of spreads, bitzel, so somehow or another, the idea, right, that they become one and somehow or another, right, you're mevatel, you're going to negate, right, the status of the non-kosher water, the status into the actual mikveh itself. You want to call it bitzel. There's another expression that's used by the Rishonim in Hilchos Mikvot called zriya. A very, very important expression. You saw it quoted by the Ritva a little bit before. Zriya means literally to plant. What that means is exactly what Bernie said a second ago. We assume that the water sort of spreads out, it mingles, it mixes with each other, and basically what you have now is just one big kosher mikveh. Okay. Now, if you look through the Rishonim over here, and if you look through the Mefarshim, the Ritva spoke this out, the Tosis definitely spoke this out, that they were very, very clear, very, very clear, right, that when you have the mechanism of Hashaka, any psul that the water had beforehand gets taken away, right? Those are the questions that Tosis was asking, trying to build up. The Ritva said the same thing. Everything is 100% totally going to be fine. The Mayim Shuvim that you had becomes kosher water, the tummy water, so everything is going to be fine. The Rashi perhaps is going, right, with a slightly different angle over here. We're not necessarily dealing with a concept of a bittul, a zriya, like we had said before, that the water becomes kosher. But Rashi rather might be taking the first side of the discussion we had before, that what you're dealing with right now is a concept, a simple concept called, if you're attached to the mikvah, you're good to go. And that's where it ends. In other words, I'm not necessarily saying that we're removing all of the psulim, that we're removing all of the negative elements and characteristics of the mayim that are psulim. That's not true. All that's happening is this mayim psulim is... Finish the sentence. It sounds like a chiddush, but we're going to see that this is true according to many of the Rishonim right now. What? Not batel. Because if it's batel, then it becomes mayim sheirim. This mayim psulim is usable for a tefillah. It's mayim psulim. It doesn't matter. What's the rule? If there's a hashaka, the two things are attached, everything's okay. You're allowed to be tovel there. Where do we see this idea? Let's just explain what that means a little bit more. Take a look in this next section from the Shulchan Aruch over here. Actually, one second. I just want to read you a lashon of the Rush before, and just to see the other side. We're building up. There's a couple of points we have to make. Then we're going to tie a lot of things together over here. But stage by stage. First of all, there's a famous Rush in Bava Kamma, the seventh third. The Rush writes a lashon. I'm reading it quick. This is about the other idea, the Zariah concept. Not only is it true that if mayim shuvim falls into mikvah, that it becomes kosher through that mixture. Lahat bilban to be tovah there. Afilu mikvah shekulo shov. If you have a mikvah that's totally no good, v'nitzchaber the mikvah kosher derech neki kishofer is a note, and that non-kosher mikvah becomes attached to a kosher mikvah through a hole that's the size of a bottleneck. That's what that means. We don't want to explain that expression right now. It's kosher lahatzbil. But why is that pasul mikvah kosher? The mahanya zriaso lios kemikvah atzmo. The mixture that's there, the zriya, the fact that the things are being sown and mixed together, it makes it a mikvah. The svaru who could appreciate it's a simple logic. Kevin the mitam is zriya tarina mitumasam. Since we're saying that it could become tahor, even if it was tummy, because they're planted together like that, hachanami huchshu me paslusam, the kashu lahatzbim, it's all okay. That was the idea that we called before zriya. There's a total mixture, it's all okay. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch brings the following halacha. This is, again, incredibly nogeya halacha l'maisa. Habola ariv mikvah pasul uchaser and mikvah kosher. If a person wants to mix together a pasul mikvah with a kosher mikvah, lehachshira. Okay? Now, by the way, that's what's done in every single mikvah that people go to. When you go to a mikvah, any mikvah you've ever gone to, is all mayim shuvim, is all totally pasul. No one is tovel in a mikvah that's straight rainwater for the simple reason is that that's disgusting and unsanitary, etc. So what we do is you have filtered, chlorinated, pasul mikvah water in a pool, basically. Now what do they do to make it kosher? They have a connection. Oh, or, he gives another example. Sheshneyem chesim, let's say you have two called pools that are both missing the 40 saw. Ubala arabe machshim. You want to mix them together that you have a total of 40 saw together. What do you have to do? You have to have a hole in between the kosher and the non-kosher. We're just going to stick with that example. The size of a bottleneck. The kilua chamayim yeh kirocha b'nekev, with the flow of water being as wide as the width of the hole. That's quoted from the Rivash in the name of whatever it is. Ula acher shenis arev apostel ima kosher afilu rega. Listen carefully. Now here's where we're going to have a machlokas. And once, even for a rega, for a second, there was a connection between the kosher and the pasul. Nishali olam behachsheru will always remain kosher. Afilu nistam anekev acharkach, even if afterwards that connection, that hole, is sealed. Once it's kosher, it's kosher. The shach on that halach, in Siman Reish Aleph in Yoredeya, brings the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham kosev, shenistapku ha-mefarshim, imnisha shov be'echshero. Not all mefarshim agree with that. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishonim, says, I'm not sure. Or maybe kevan shenistam anekev chozer le'psulo kibatchila. Maybe once you were to seal off the hole, the water in the pool reverts back to its pasul status. Meviwa Beis Yosef v'darkei Moshe, and the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe both bring this to Rabbeinu Yerucham. V'tov v'lahachmir lechatchila. Says the Shas lechatchila, he's supposed to be machmir like that. In other words, what Rabbeinu Yerucham says is, if you were to ever stuff up the hole in between the pool and the kosher mikvah, the pool becomes pasul again. It's no good. And it, as the Shas says, we're lechatchila machmir about that. That's why, hopefully, you will notice when you go to a mikvah that you see there's a hole in the side of the thing that's connecting the water between the kosher mikvah and the non-kosher mikvah. If you ever seen the side of the wall, a stuff, a little stopper in that pipe, you call someone's attention to that because you got a problem with that. You shouldn't pull it yourself, because the truth is, if you don't know what you're doing, you might not even be pulling the right plug out of the mikvah. You might just be breaking the electricity or something like that. Don't get overly nervous when you do that. But if you really think for some reason that there's something stuffing up the pipe that's going into the other mikvah, or if you actually know the build of the mikvah and you see it's like that, you got a serious question that's there. But let's do this clearly. What's the pshat of the machlokas over here? Like, why is Rabbeinu Yerucham saying that if the pipe is stuffed, then it's no good?
Because he's holding that only when it's mechubah to the kosher mikvah. But if it's negative status, if they're mixed together, then they're already mixed together, so it'll be kosher.
There you go. Ibn Yerucham is clearly telling us over here, the mikvah in the pool is as pasul as it always was. The ashaka does not make the water kosher. The ashaka allows you to connect the kosher mikvah to the non-kosher, and that allows you to be tovil in the non-kosher mikvah. But that's all it is. You stuff up the hole, you're being tovil in a non-kosher mikvah. The mechaber is bringing the shittas in Rishonim and Paskening like that, but that's not true. You can stuff it up and it's fine, because the ashaka was machshir the water, and it's going to be totally okay. Same idea comes out from a very interesting sheet in the Ravid. I'm going to say for called the Bali Nefesh. Hold on just for a second, because we're not going to have a chance today to finish actually the sheet of Rashi. We're just getting the first building block though down pat. The Ravid brings as follows. Again, this is a little bit tricky, but it's an important shita, and you should be familiar with it. The Ravid wrote a sefer on Hilchos Mikvot called the Bali Hanefesh. And it says like this: Mikvah sheyesh bar. This is also a famous halacha. Mikvah sheyesh bar boim sa. And the mikvah that's kosher, 40 sa. Naflo alav afilu kama mayim shuvim, and a lot of mayim shuvim falls in. Ain't no nifstal. It does not become pasul. Kedetanan, like it says in the Mishnah Mikvot, hoyibar boim sa. You can be mamali because if you can fill up water from your shoulders, in other words, you can be carrying jugs of non kosher water, no stainless oil, pour it into the mikvah, and shiyachzer amayim lemareim, until the water goes back to its color. In other words, what the Gemara says is if you have a kosher mikvah, let's say some black dye falls into the thing, and people think it's gross, so you can just take water and keep pouring in the other water until eventually it overrides the funny color and looks normal. Ah, you're pouring in pasul water, it doesn't matter. Once the mikvah is kosher, pour as much as you want it. Says the Ravid, he continues. From the fact that the Mishnah doesn't give any amount, Ka'amarn it says, who knows saying Latocha Achiyachzu Amayim Lamarin, you can keep pouring water in until it goes back to the normal color. Shma Mino, you see from here is as follows. A mikveh shalim, a complete mikveh, It's eino nifsal afilu b'kama mayim shuv afilu b'ruba. Even if you end up having by the end of the day rove, a tremendous chiddush, rove of the mayim in that mikveh is actually now the pasul sink water. It's okay. That's what the Mishnah said. Keep pouring in until you're back to normal. V'i kashilach. But if you're going to be bothered by a question, ma'idig arsin b'yivamis perikah aral, based on the Gemara there in Yivamis. It says mikvah sheyesh bar boim sa michuvana. It says over there if you have a mikvah that's exactly 40 sa, v'notan sa v'notal sa, it's kosher. The Gemara there says if you put in a sa of pasul water, okay, and then right, so now simple math over here, how much water do you have in the mikvah now?
41.
40 being kosher, one being that, and you stick in your cup and you pull out a saw of water, a random saw. How much kosher water now do you have? Well, maybe it depends, right? Because in theory, if I pulled out, and this is not practical, I'll just speak about mathematical theory for a second. If I was to pull out the saw of the Mayim Shuvim, how much kosher water do I have?
40.
If I was to pull out one of the saw of the kosher, what do I have? 39 to 1. It says Nigmar, doesn't matter. It's all kosher. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The rabbi continues to turn the page. Ad ruba, but that's only true if you were to pour in a rove, and up to a rove rather, of mayim shuvim. At that stage in the game, we would say, if you keep pulling water out of the original pool, what are we going to be choshesh for now? That you probably pulled out so much of the original water that you have a treif mikvah. So now the rabbi's bothered. I don't understand. You're telling me when the mikvah is kosher, fill it up with sink water to make it back to clear, nice-looking, fresh water. No problem. You're telling me, though, on the other hand, by the din, which is called, by the way, in the Lashon of the Rishonim and Poskim, Nosan Sa, the Notal Sa. Okay, you heard it here first, remember it. Nosan Sa, the Notal Sa means you can put in and take out, and that's kosher up until rove. But why do you stop there? Why don't you say just kosher? No. Hasa Mishum, the Notal. When you're removing water, you're choshish that you're pulling the kosher water out. Avonosan velo nata, but if you're putting in without taking out, li'olam eino nifsel, doesn't become pasul. V'taymed emilta mishum dechiv, it says, mayon u'mikve mayim yi yatar, that's the pasuk, al madumya de mayonu, a mikveh is like a spring. Mayon afilu bi ribuya lo nifsel, a mayon, doesn't matter how much water you're going to put in, it's always going to be kosher. Now, what's the chiddush that they say over here? When you have notan sa, the notal sa, right? The maisa, what happens over here by the end of the day? When you end up putting in rove of the mayim, that's psulim. What's the din? What did the rabbi tell us? Rove mayim psulim by notan sa, the notal sa is no good. Now stop and ask yourself the question. The minute I put the first sa of mayim shuvim in the mikvah, what should have happened to that? What should have happened to that? Should have become kosher, batel, tor, fine, good, whatever it is. Right? If I pull out a saw, right, and I'm left with 40, what am I pulling out? Mikvah water, right, without a problem. Why is it then that by notan saw, the notal saw, when I get up to rove of the water has been in theory taken out and replaced, why is that puzzle? All I've been doing is playing with mikvah water. The pshat is that the Raivan also holds, like that Rabbeinu Yerucham, that what? That even putting total ashaka, connection between the good and the bad, is not machshir, the bad water. What does it do? It allows you to be tovel in it. It's mechubar to the mikvah, that's okay. But in terms of all the other idiosyncrasies and quirks and problems with the water, it's still really pasul water that's now tovelable. In, that's an expression, because it's attached to the mikvah. But once you've gotten rove of the mayim shuvim in there, what happens? The rive it holds? It's no good. Why? Because the mayim rove is no good right now.
Why rove? It should be any. Then it's not considered part of it.
Until rove, we don't have a guarantee that you don't have. In other words, it could be all the time they're just pulling out okay water. Once you've done it so much, we assume that in all likelihood, you've met at this stage in the game already, you've changed the percentages and all that, what you're dealing with is just sink water right now, not your original mikvah water. It's just a question of how much of your, I've actually been pulling in and taking out. That's our first yesod over here. So explain the sheet of Rashi. Now we're going to get caught in the middle because we're out of time, and the next thing is going to take another half an hour, 40 minutes or so. So we have a problem. First thing you have to know, according to Rashi, okay, we haven't explained Rashi. You need to get to stage 2 and then to stage 3. The first hanachon, first yesod, is this idea that the mayim, that it's a shaka into a kosher mikvah, the ocean over here, is not necessarily kosher for real at all. It might be that you can be tovil there, right? But it can still retain certain problematic properties to it. And then we're going to call it over here, and I'm here to show we're going to move on a different line. Now the question is like this, in all honesty. But by the way, quick show of hands. The guy's up having a mishmar shir tonight to finish. Like, in other words, I'm a little worried if we wait till Sunday, then we're gone, like totally out of the thing. I don't mind any time, it's fine, but what do you call it? If people have chaburas or chaburas or whatever it is, so then what do you call it? I don't mind that, we'll push it off. If it was doable, I would have said it would be easier to finish tonight.
I would, yeah, I can do it like, especially like,